Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So if you've been listening, really, really interesting outcomes out of that committee in Parliament that was asking the Minister of Defence about what is happening in the DRC and all about, obviously, our soldiers. You know, we now are sitting at 14, and there are also questions coming through about what about the injured? You know, what plans do we have there? So I would really, really like to hear from you, and what do you make of what you were hearing there, your thoughts on all of that. I will continue this conversation as well very soon. So I am going to move very quickly to this particular story where we are asking about, you know, the South African Human Rights Commission has been wondering about this load reduction. And I don't know if you've been following the story of the suspicions by some and complaints by some that they feel that there are particular communities that have been unfairly targeted for load reduction. Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, Sandra Makosha, is on the line with us. Just give us a sense, ma'am, of what it is that the Human Rights Commission was out to understand. Good evening.
Good evening to you and your listeners. What the Human Rights Commission was trying to understand effectively is whether load reduction adversely affects or violates human rights, which communities are affected by load reduction, in order to determine whether there is this, and this is the theme of today's submissions, is there energy racism. And this is something that we've heard from our experts from the University of Johannesburg, Professor Bond, as well as the representative for the Soweto Energy Crisis. Mm. So we are, as the Commission, trying to determine whether load reduction is a violation of human rights and whether there are specific communities that are being targeted. And what we've heard in yesterday's submissions is that there are allegations that previously disadvantaged communities, which are often marginalized, black communities, rural communities, and communities in the township, are adversely affected by load reduction.
I mean, you started your hearings on Monday and hearing from different testimonies there, but I'm struck by some who are saying, you know, almost on a daily basis, they experience about a four-hour load reduction. I think there is one person from Maga who was saying, well, this is a daily occurrence. Give us a sense of some of the testimonies that you've been hearing.
That is correct. We did have a representative from the Makau community who stated because the village is uniquely situated between Northwest and Gauteng, there seems to be that debate around accountability in respect of the energy crisis. And he gave the commission a schedule of load reduction as well as load shedding. And it's important that in our discussions and the submissions we've heard words such as load shedding, load reduction, load curtailment, and load limiting. So we have these new phenomenal ideas around load reduction, and this is something that we have also heard in today's testimony from the energy regulator, NERSA, explaining as part of their mandate and how they work with communities, that the load reduction policy has been implemented by the distributors of energy for a very long time. So it does speak to what the communities are saying, that this has been ongoing for 5 years, but the commission only became aware of it last year, and they immediately hit the ground and started investigating. Hence, we have this national inquiry.
And I mean, how many more do you still have to hear?
So today we've heard from experts from the universities as well as the Soweto Energy Electricity Crisis. But on the 18th of February, we continue. We will be hearing from Eskom, the Minister of Electricity, and other stakeholders who, during the course of these 2 days, have said, Commission, we were not aware of the call for submissions we may have listed, would also like to come and participate in this inquiry. So we are getting more community saying that we really want to have our narrative about load reduction be put before the commission.
So I'm told that the minister wasn't able to attend some of the testimony hearings. But when did you say he will be able to attend?
So the minister was, he already has said apologies to the commission due to the mining endeavor, but he then said he'd be presenting before the commission on the 18th of February. Okay. And I think South Africans are very invested in what he's going to say to the commission.
You know, so far, of course, this is not the end, but you know, with some of the reports that had already come through, as you said, from the university, did this tally with what you already, you're looking to hear?
The commission then doesn't have an idea of what we wanted to hear. We really wanted to understand what load deduction means, you know, in terms of ESCOM's definition, but the energy regulators. So what we've noted is that a number of complainants, as well as what we've received from the university, are similar to, the theme is the same, you know, the impact of illegal connections. But however, it's not just illegal connections. Illegal connections do not, in terms of the submissions we've heard from community members, the energy regulator, does not necessarily result in the overloading of the energy or the transmitters. There are other issues that we really need to investigate. So the commission is excited regarding the submissions that we're getting, and the fact that for the first time South Africans are able to understand that there is more to just, there's more to load shedding, there's load reduction, load limiting, as well as load curtailment. And so the commission is going beyond this conversation to understand, does load reduction and the policies that inform load reduction amount to a violation of human rights? We did have speakers who said that load reduction is important to protect the infrastructure, to protect larger communities and the nation at large from load shedding. So it is that balancing exercise of just having one community suffering for 3 hours. This is the whole entire nation suffering from load shedding.
Yeah, and I suppose the bigger question is, how do you decide which community has to sacrifice for the rest of us to get to continue having our electricity?
Definitely, and we in our submissions we did and ask the communities to actually speak about which identified communities are being spoken to. We've had representatives from Hammanskraal, and you note that there was that protest in Hammanskraal regarding load reduction. So we are waiting for further submissions from those communities and their engagement with ESCOM. So some of these conversations, you know, I think South Africans have been having in silence, and now we're putting it in a very public forum, and we are engaging, and a lot of other submissions are coming through, and we're very excited, and perhaps we may then extend the hearing given the amount of interaction we've received from the public.
Just again, to reiterate, when is ESCOM appearing?
ESCOM is appearing on the 18th of February, 2025.
Okay. All right, so ESCOM alongside with the minister. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, Sandra Mukaosha. Yeah, this is very, very interesting. And let me just hear from you, because I think many times before, oftentimes on the show, in fact, we kept hearing people say, no, where I live, we get load reduced, let's call it that, quite regularly, whereas, you know, all of us were counting all the way up until 300 days, I think, where we were celebrating no load shedding. Others were saying no, but this is a daily occurrence for us. So obviously this is going to continue. I'm looking forward to the 18th of February, where ESCOM and the minister is going to appear, because for me, fundamentally, I would like to understand, you know, how do you decide which community to sacrifice? How do you decide that it's better place to switch off here? And I have a sense that some of them are going to say, you know, for economic reasons, for instance, we cannot do load reduction in the middle of Sandton, in the middle of a hub of the economy. But is that fair? That's the question. So we'll obviously keep an eye on that story. Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, Sandra Mukaosha.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.